What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
We're looking draft today.
Please do the disclaimer first.
This is not an endorsement of this particular quarterback for a position in the Cleveland Browns quarterback position group. This is just information telling you who's available and why some people think he might be good and why some people think he might be bad.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay.
This is a tough one for everybody here in the state of Ohio.
Okay.
Because we're taking a look at Will Howard of the Ohio State Buckeyes today.
Yippers.
And Will Howard just won a national championship as quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes, which has led to people calling our show and saying you should draft him in the first round. And people saying you should draft him in the third round, or you should just bring him in the fifth round, or whenever you can get him, just bring him in because he's the guy. Well, maybe he will be the guy. You never know. Big kid, 6'4", 235. He's from Downington, PA, over in eastern Pennsylvania. Now here's one thing. Can I go Akili Smith on you here?
Ooh, sure.
When he was at Kansas State, he was the starter for 1 year. Okay? He backed up, Dan, you ready? Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
Dan makes fun of Skylar Thompson all the time for 2 years, and then he split with Adrian Martinez as a junior. He was really their starting quarterback as a senior.
Okay.
And he left, and he took visits to Ohio State, Miami, and USC, and he picked Ohio State.
Yay!
And it was interesting because he was 12-5 at Kansas State. You know, they're not a big football power, but he played okay.
Right.
But he made this quote. And I liked this quote. And this is after he committed to the Buckeyes. He said, at the end of the day, I want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I feel like the best place to stick as a quarterback in the NFL, is as a first or second round pick in the NFL draft. So going to Ohio State gives me a chance to make a jump and leap into that conversation.
And he did.
That's a pretty smart kid.
He did.
Yeah. That was a pretty well thought out move because he could have stayed at Kansas State. But he didn't. And after his senior year at Kansas State, the general consensus that he said he was hearing was that he was a third to sixth round pick.
Yep.
And he decided to try and improve that by going somewhere where he thought he could compete for a national championship. By God, the kid nailed it, didn't he?
He did. He really did.
I give him a lot of credit. He nailed it. And I thought, that's really good. I thought, how many kids think that out like that? Because those quotes were from before.
Right.
That's outstanding. Good for him. Now the issue is this. I looked like crazy at a bunch of different stuff. We're not even going to talk about his stats. He won a national championship, and he shows he can win, right?
Right.
And he did well here at Ohio State, right?
Yep.
I mean, he threw the ball well, and he did a great job.
And his career numbers went through the roof.
Through the roof, because at Kansas State, he was okay.
And he had probably the best... maybe the best player in college football.
With him?
Yes.
At wide receiver here?
Yes.
Well, guess what? You're supposed to have good players with you. I've never understood that. Well, he only is surrounded by good talent. Yeah, well, you're supposed, that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dan, ready to get Dan excited? Former Packer quarterback Kurt Benkert. Remember him?
Of course.
He was a backup for like 5 years.
The backup singer for what band?
He makes footballs now, and he does other things, and he does a lot of stuff on social media.
He works at Ada?
He said this about Will Howard. He said, okay. I found my Will Howard comp. Andy, you ready?
Yeah, who is it?
Young Joe Flacco.
Oh.
He said he can make any throw on the field. He's athletic enough to move the chains on third down, and he's willing to stand and deliver with pressure in his face.
That's true. I don't know that he can make every throw on the field, though. And this is somebody that watched every game.
Yeah, I know. You watched every one. Banker continued. He gets a little antsy.
Yeah, early from time to time, too, especially. Yeah.
And some of his throws that he misses on are because he tries to throw it too early. And he said, I could actually see him being a mid-round draft pick to somewhere like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I could see that, too. Can't you?
Yeah, I can, actually. I can. Then, yeah. I checked some other different things. And this is the thing with him that makes me wonder, Andy.
Okay.
There's no consensus. The Draft Network called Will Howard a day two pick and a winning starter. Okay, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Day two, you go second, third round. That'd be good. Mm-hmm. Bleacher Report, before the playoffs started, the college football playoffs, Bleacher Report had him ranked 11th. In this quarterback class and called him Mason Rudolph.
I think he's better than Mason Rudolph, but keep going.
The Pro Football Network have him a fifth round pick. ESPN has him ranked as the seventh quarterback in this class.
Drafted where?
Just ranked him seventh. Hmm. The NFL Rookie Watch has him as the fourth ranked quarterback and a possible first round pick.
Ooh, who is that?
The Rookie Watch, NFL Rookie Watch.
Okay.
And CBS did a story with anonymous scouts, and it was earlier this week, CBS.com put it out, CBSSports.com. Mm-hmm. A story with anonymous NFL scouts earlier this week, and the NFL scouts talked about guys who they think will be in the first round all the way to day three picks. So anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned 11 quarterbacks, did not mention Will Howard.
Who was this?
CBS Sports.
They don't know what they're talking about. I only trust them more than anybody else. Really?
That's your go-to. This is the weird thing about Will Howard, and I wonder how winning a national championship might have skewed things. Because here, NFL Rookie Watch, whatever that is, possible first-round pick. Hmm. CBS doesn't even mention him. In a story written with input from anonymous scouts and talking about first rounders all the way through day three picks. In other words, guys who are going to get drafted, and they don't mention him. So what the hey? Where is he really? I don't know, but you know what? I like guys who can win. And I liked watching him play this year. I thought he was pretty good. And I honestly think Will Howard, depending on what the Browns do, could be a guy, let's just say they end up, signing one of these veteran free agents that we've talked about, and they think that he's their guy for a year or five, okay, depending on who that guy is. I think Will Howard would be a really good guy to bring in if you can get him in the third round, fourth round, and see what you have.
If he is there at 67, I'm taking him.
At the end of the second round?
That's
the first pick in the third. That's your second pick in the third round.
Yeah, that's your first pick in the third round. You still have 93.
Your first, and it's second overall, right? Is that it?
No, it's our third pick.
Right, but
so we have.
It's the second pick in the third round, I think.
Yeah, so we have the second pick overall. Yeah. We have the 33rd pick overall, which is the first of the second round. And then the 67th pick, which is the second pick in the third round. Right, is that what you just said? Yeah.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So, I just think he might be the most polarizing quarterback in the draft. And more so than, you know, the guys at the top. Everybody's wondering, can Cam Ward play? Can Shedeur Sanders play? Should they be a top, the number one pick? Should they be a second pick? Well, one thing we know, those guys are going to go top 10. I mean, that question, I think, is pretty much off the table.
Right.
Those two guys are going to be top 10 picks by somebody. Giants, Raiders, somebody might trade up. You know, will Tennessee...
And they're 50-50, right?
Was well, what sure. We said yesterday. You never know.
Everybody's 50-50.
Right. But I think Will Howard is a really interesting story in this draft because some folks think it could go on the low end of the first round. And, you know, a former NFL quarterback thinks he's a young Joe Flacco. For the record, Joe was the 18th pick in the 2008 draft from Delaware. And he had transferred from Pitt. So, you know, he went transferred out of Pitt, didn't work there, went to a smaller school, refined his game, worked on it, and in a situation where he was on a good team, was a pretty good quarterback for a long period of time. And, of course, still playing. That's interesting. And that, to me, Andy, is the type of guy that I think is a real possibility for the Browns. All right, you take somebody in the second round, you take somebody in the third round, and you hope, because you don't have the track record for it, to think that you're smarter than everybody else. And you got a guy there who you can develop in a year or three, and he becomes your starting quarterback. You know, like Jordan Love was a low first-round pick. Aaron Rodgers was a low first-round pick who was passed over by everybody. Brett Favre was a second-round pick. Derek Carr, second-round pick. And maybe they get lucky there if they don't like one of those guys for the second pick overall. And if they do like one, they're going to take one. I mean, we all need to wrap our heads around that. If they like Sanders or they like Cam Ward, they're going to take him at two. And if they don't like him, that's where they're going to have to get creative.
So let me ask you this. Are you good with Will Howard if they draft him?
Well, my good
if they form draft
for,
it,
if my good form for what? See, that's the question.
Yeah, not a developmental quarterback who could see time if the free agent quarterback doesn't work out. That's where I see it.
Yes.
Or is going to have the option.
I'm okay with that.
I am too.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Only because I don't want Shedeur Sanders, or it's not that, you know, I don't want a draft pick at two. It's more about developing and having a little bit more patience in this thing. And the thing that
he's not a young guy.
No,
obviously.
But I think the thing I like about Will Howard was the mistakes that he made in the beginning of the season corrected themselves by the end of the season.
He played a lot better as the season went on.
And you
I mean, Andy, he was nails during the prove it or shut up and get out of here time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, the Buckeyes looked good, and he led them to looking good. That's what the quarterback is supposed to do, is lead a good football team and hopefully be able to make plays. And he made some plays. I just think he's the most polarizing quarterback in this draft. And I would not be the least bit, I wouldn't mind it at all if he came to the Browns under the scenario that you laid out, which is you didn't use your first round pick on him. You got him in the second, or you got him in the third, or you traded back up into the second, however you get him outside of the first round. And then you hope that he develops into something. Now, the fear might be that he becomes Mason Rudolph. And Mason, what's Mason Rudolph? Mason's okay. I mean, he could win some games for you. That he becomes Will Levis. You know, Tennessee thought they had something in Will Levis. Well, that didn't work out too well this year. But I think he's the most polarizing quarterback in this draft, and some team might really reach for him, or he could drop to the fifth round.
I know you don't want to hear this. I like him more than I like J.J. McCarthy. I do. You can say whatever you want.
You're the only one, but that's okay.
I don't care. Exactly. I don't care.
Okay. I would give up the second pick for J.J. McCarthy. I would not draft Will Howard with the second pick.
No, I wouldn't either. But then again, I wouldn't have picked J.J. McCarthy as high as he got picked. So it's just like, I mean, it's preference. It's what you like. And I also like, but I also like the team that Will Howard had around him better than I like the team that J.J. McCarthy, despite the fact that they, you know, they're
both
national champions.
National champs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it's just, and maybe it's the resurrection factor the Buckeyes had this year, that you had a chance to come back and overcome that loss. You know, you wonder what it would have looked like if, what if McCarthy wouldn't beat Ohio State? You know, you wonder what it would have looked like in that scenario. So, again, this is me, and this is kind of Ohio State, Michigan. So I'm not going to lie. I kind of get that, too. And I,
no.
Well, just saying. I'm not a huge J.J. McCarthy fan.
You're honest about it.
I'm not a huge J.J. McCarthy fan. I haven't been.
A lot of folks in the NFL seem to be.
Yeah, I know. I don't seem to be in that group. All right, Matt Collar's going to join us a little bit. But let me go back and ask it. I mean, you heard what I said about Will Howard. You heard it, right? Is he an NFL-caliber quarterback? Or am I just being a Buckeye guy? You help me. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.